Devotionals just in time. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 5. The greatest test of faith, part 1. Later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called him. Yes, here I am, Abraham answered. Tell your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. There, you will sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, one that I will show you. The next morning, Abraham got up early, saddled up his donkey, and took with him two of his servants, together with his son Isaac. Then he cut the wood for the fire of the offering and left for the place God has indicated. I know you have heard this word many times, but today it is important what God has to say to you, because perhaps you are going through different situations that you don't understand. It is one thing to go through situations that we look for ourselves. That is, they are the result of the mistakes we make or the decisions we make. We already know that there are consequences. However, when situations that we don't look for are presented to us, it is difficult for us to understand that they also have a purpose, and that many of them are not placed there by Satan to damage our life, but are allowed by God to work character in us and process something in our life that will be useful for his eternal purpose in each one of us. I want to tell you about the story of a man with whom you can feel identified. Not 100% on what is written because of what happened to him, but because suddenly the situation that you are going through today resembles the moment that this man had to live in terms of thoughts and decisions. This man was Abraham. In the Bible it says that Abraham was called the father of faith. However, to get to receive that title, Abraham had to go through different processes that we could call tests, situations allowed by God, so what was in Abraham's heart will be revealed, and by showing what was in his heart, he could know himself as well, and God could reveal the condition of his heart, if he would be faithful or no whenever facing any circumstances that could arise in life. Abraham was called by God, being in his nation, with his family, with his father. Abraham did not come from a Christian home. At the time, his name was not Abraham. His name was Abram. His name was Shur. He lived in Ur, land of the Chaldeans, a place that was characterized by witchcraft and idolatry, had many gods. However, in the middle of all the chaos, of all the darkness, in the middle of being a sinner and being far from God, God appears to Abraham and talks to him and tells him, get out of your land and away from your relatives, because among other things, when God wants to do something with you, the first thing he does is take you out of the place where you are. Sometimes it can be literal, other times it is something spiritual. However, the Bible teaches us that in God through Christ, he has taken us from the dead to life, and has taken us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible teaches us from verse 8 forward that you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people acquired by God to announce the virtues of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Whenever God comes to someone's heart, changes occur, changes that introduce you to a transformation in the way of thinking, and therefore, as a result, your way of living will be completely different. The perspective with which you see life changes, because now his thoughts begin to rule yours, and his will begins to operate in your life and through you. In parentheses, I want to express to you that life in God, to Christ, is the best. However, we are the ones who made the decisions if we want that new life, or we want to continue living as we planned, as we have always wanted. Going back to the story of Abraham, God has to take him out of Ur, land of the Chaldeans. And why does he take him out of there? He takes him out of there because he needed to remove him from everything that could be a stumbling block in his life. He needed to separate him from everyone or anything that could influence his life the wrong way. When God calls you, he needs to capture your complete attention. This world can offer us many things, but in the end, you must understand something very important. Everything that the world offers comes and goes. At some point, it is there, and at times, it disappears. But what God gives is eternal. When God has something to do in your life, the first thing he is going to do is taking you away from others. It is to separate you from the darkness. It is to bring you true repentance, to recognize the current condition in which you are in order not to return to it, to give up that kind of life, to give up that condition and access the new life that God has for you. You will never be able to truly experience new things in your life if you are still living with your mind set on the old, in the past. Today, many are living from past experiences. Today, many wake up with their mind set on past glories, and that may be good for a short while and may serve to remember what it was and to give thanks to God for what you are open today. And what God has for your life today is greater than what it was. I invite you to reflect for a moment if you are still keeping things from the past in your heart. It is necessary that it be uprooted from there and that you can let go, that there is a detachment in your life. God not only told Abraham to come out of his house and away from his relatives. In Genesis chapter 12, that is where the story begins and where I want to take you today. Not only this happened, God asked him to leave his land and his relatives to the place that God will show him. God did not tell Abraham, I'm going to take you to a certain place. He said, I'm going to take you a place. Which one? Abraham didn't know. Where? He didn't know either. The only thing he knew was that if he was obedient to the voice of God, that promise would be fulfilled and he would see the glory of God. But the first thing that had to happen is to get out. That is the first word I want to teach you. Go out, let go. Let go, detach. It is something that sometimes costs us. When we get used to someone or we get used to something, we find it difficult to let go. No matter how bad it has become, I think that sometimes we hold fast under the saying, it is better known bad than good to know. And therefore we spend our lives in the same vicious circle, stuck to the same thing. We always complain about the situation, but we never do anything because we already got used to that. It is like the person who gets used to being in arguments all the time. The day he doesn't argue, he feels uneasy. He feels that he has not met the quote for the day, and then he has to find a way to cause concern in someone to argue. And when you argue, then you feel calm. There are people who, believe it or not, get used to that. All of us, at some point in life, have fallen into a vicious circle. Relationships that fall into a vicious circle. They argue, yes, and they forgive. And they do not remain in that forgiveness, but they have to argue again. I am giving some simple samples, but it is what life itself outside of God drives us and leads us into. Vicious circles in which we stay under a comfort zone, which has nothing to do with comfort, but is what makes us feel calm, and it makes us feel good because that is what we know. Now imagine you are in Abraham's shoes, and that you hear a voice from heaven that tells you, get out of your land and away from your relatives. In other words, follow me. I'm going to take you a better place than this. I have a plan with you. But you had to leave everything. This reminds me of the young man who came to Jesus and said, Teacher, Master. He said, Rabbi, what can I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus told him, well, first fulfill the commandments. And what a surprise that this young man told him, since I was little, I have kept them. And Jesus told him, you are fine. How good. But as Jesus knows the heart of people like God knows our hearts and weighs the thoughts of our hearts, the next thing Jesus said to him, well, you are on the right track. Now the only thing you need is go and sell all your goods and give them to the poor people and then follow me. This young man remained meditating, bowed his head, looked back and went back the same way he had come to Jesus. Whenever Jesus told him about his belongings, this man went back. That's when God wants to take you to a better place. When God wants to give you something, there are things that we have to let go. Because they don't agree, they don't bring blessings to your life. It can be a bad relationship. You have already gotten used to the toxicity of that relationship. You have been saying for so many years, well, in the end, I'm going to get used to it. And you're in a courtship. And suddenly you hope that when you get married, you can change. But if it doesn't change now, much less when you get married. And God has been speaking to you and telling you, be careful with that relationship because it is not blessing your life. It is subtracting holiness from you. It is subtracting your faith. It is subtracting you in the ministry. However, you are so obsessed that it caused you to let go. The truth is that we can never see all the good and excellent God has for us if we don't let go of what we consider good in our life. And that God says it's necessary to let go. This is tremendous because it can cost us. Of course it does. But that is where faith plays an important role, because not only does it lead us to believe in what God is telling us, that among other things, to believe means to say that something is true, even though it has not been proven. That is believing. However, the word faith in the Bible does not tell us what it is to believe. The word faith comes from the Latin fideli, which means faithfulness, and from the Greek word pistis, which also speaks of fidelity and trust, so that you always have it in account and in everything that I am teaching to you today, which I will teach later on again. Faith means fidelity, faithfulness, obedience, and trust. Those points are necessary for you to keep. That is what faith plays an important role in accessing what God is saying to you without questions. God is interested in taking you to something new today, that He has been constantly talking to you, that there is something that you have to let go, that there is something that has to disappear from your life that you have not wanted, and that you have allowed for time to go by saying, I'll do it later. It is important that you meditate on that today, because there is no promised land if you do not first let go of what God decides or has told you that you need to leave behind. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Today, you begin to worry us because only we ourselves can understand what you are saying to us. There are things that we have held for too long and we have not decided to leave behind. We cannot do it on our own, and now it is proven. But with you, we can do it all. Today I pray that you strengthen us and open our understanding so that we do not keep going around in the same place, and we can recognize that we need to let go and that we need to be close to you, because apart from you, we can do nothing. Today, Lord, is my prayer at this time in the name of Jesus, so that you continue to help us and we can have a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. I want to remind you that God always arrives just in time. And I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. A hug, blessings.